following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Nestle putting some pressure on the ball, but Brokaw's handling the pressure pretty well. Has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man by Matt Moore. They lob it inside for Guy Fawn, who makes the catch and lays it up and in.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line at Hastings College as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As there was a mismatch there as Moore was on him, and now they'll get it out for Mestel. Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three. Zach Jackson with the three-pointer, and it's 24-17.
This is the third matchup of the year between these two Tri-City rivals, with Central Catholic taking the first matchup in December and Kearney Catholic avenging their loss in January. Tonight, the winner punches their ticket to Lincoln. It's the Crusaders and Stars coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushker live from Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the T15 District Finals. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic doing battle, one game to decide who will head to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Randy Bushkitter, and with color tonight, Tom Schlechter, who knows both of these teams very, very well. And Tom, your thoughts. You've seen both Grand Island Central Catholic, and you've competed against Grand Island Central Catholic and against Kearney Catholic as Adams Central came into town a few times. What do you kind of see in these two teams?
You know, really, Bush, what it comes down to, the nice thing for Kearney Catholic is, and let's just be honest, GICC is probably the favorite here. I mean, well, it's a slight Vegas favorite. Call it what you want, 5 points, 7 points. Even though Kearney Catholic beat them early in the year, you got to feel like GICC with the big guy, Johanna, Guy Fawn, and with, you know, Hunter out front, that's their strength. But the deal with Kearney Catholic is Kearney Catholic's strengths are the same. Matt Moore at point guard, who can guard, and Holtmeyer, who we all know. You know, I mean, you deal with the Holtmeyer kid. Blake's not going to back down from Guy Fawn. So it's kind of interesting because the strengths of Kearney Catholic match the strengths of GICC. I think the key will be Kearney Catholic's bench, can they score? Because Kearney Catholic actually goes deeper with their scoring than GICC. So if Kearney Catholic's bench scores, and we saw, you know, even look at Brady Holtmeyer, the freshman, go off against Adams Central last weekend. If Brady Holtmeyer goes off and hits four threes, Kearney Catholic will be in this game or win the game. It's going to really come down to a lot of role players stepping up for Kearney Catholic.
Well, you mentioned it, Grand Island Central Catholic, at least on paper, the favorite here. They're 17-8, Kearney Catholic 14-11 on the year. These two teams did split early in the season. Game number three of the year, Grand Island Central Catholic won 58-51. Kearney Catholic in a regular scheduled game won it 52-47. Both of those were played on Grand Island Central Catholic's home floor. But again, you know, the difference in those two games was really maybe a little bit of strategy where they put Blake Holtmeyer on Guy Fawn and basically said, Holtmeyer, your main job is to slow him down. Not stop him, because you're not going to do that, but to slow down Johanna Guy Fawn, and I'm sure that's going to be the game plan here tonight.
Absolutely. And the way Guy Fawn played the other night against Adams Central and being at the game at Grand Island Northwest, the fans came up to me from GICC and they said to a man, that's the best he has done. As when the ball came in and they doubled, he kicked it back out. Now tonight, if they match up straight up with Blake Holtmeyer versus Guy Fawn, like you said, maybe Guy Fawn gets the better of it, but if they hold him to 15 or less, that's a victory for Kearney Catholic. And that's what I think, you know, Coach Scott Kahn and the assistants are probably hoping, is he keep Guy Fawn at 15 and hold the rest of these guys in check, because it's not like with John Rowweeder, I can tell you this right now, Coach Foster at Adams Central was really afraid of him going off the other night, and we did the best we could. We shut him down for the most part, but that really hurt us as far as on the rebounds, you know, and some of those kind of aspects. So it'll be interesting to see if they double it all on Guy Fawn or let Holtmeyer just guard him on his own.
Well, they're going to have to pressure the ball to make that interpass into Guy Fawn that much more difficult, because if Guy Fawn gets the ball down low, that's a win, because he's going to score about 80-85% of the time either at the free throw line or getting a two-point bucket. Well, we'll break this down a little bit more. We'll continue with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Hastings College, the D15 Boys District Final. Neither Kearney Catholic nor Grand Island Central Catholic will get a wild card, so the loser of this game will be out. The winner will get an automatic trip to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Let's give you our starters. Kearney Catholic at 14-11 on the season will be the visiting team. They'll be in their road green uniforms. Grand Island Central Catholic will be in their home white. So this will be the same color scheme that we've had in the previous two matchups between these two teams. And we mentioned it earlier, they did split on the season series. Grand Island Central Catholic won the first one, 58-51. Kearney Catholic won the second matchup, 52-47. Here's the starters. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, a 5'10 senior. He's averaging 7.4 points per ball game. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 and a senior, is averaging 14 points a ball game. Derek Jackson, 5'10 and a senior, is averaging 3.4 points. His brother Zach Jackson, a 6 foot tall junior, and Zach is averaging 7.9 points a ball game. And Brady Holtmeyer, a 5'10 freshman, is averaging 5.9 points per ball game. Now for Grand Island Central Catholic, as we mentioned, 17-8 on the season. Their starters are Phoenix Stevenson, a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. John Rowreeder is a 6'2 junior, and Rowreeder is averaging 11.4 points and 1.7 rebounds a game. Eli Hunter, a 6 foot tall junior, is averaging 8.4 points and a couple of rebounds. Alex Allen, a 6 foot tall senior, is averaging 3.8 points and 2.2 rebounds. And the big man, Johanna Gaifon, a 6'4 junior. Gaifon averaging 18.2 points, 11.3 rebounds. He is averaging a double-double here for head coach Tino Martinez. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And Randy Bushcutter, Tom Schlechter here with you. We were kind of talking about before we got on the air, we were talking a little bit about how well Gaifon shoots the ball, and we looked it up. It's 74%
wow.
Field goal shooting in the game.
Unbelievable. You know, we said maybe he should never give it up. Maybe when he gets it, he shouldn't kick it back out.
But that's also why he is such a good shooter,
yeah.
Is because he will not take, he'll take some contested shots, but generally, if he's taking a contested shot, he feels like he has an angle, and you can't argue with 74% free throw shooting. He makes great decisions with the ball.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and so we're a couple minutes away from the starters being announced here at Hastings College. So we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here. We're still about a couple minutes away from the tip here between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. We remind you, we have a couple more games for you on a myriad of stations in Platte River Radio. Obviously, here we have Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic on their sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug is out in North Platte for Ravenna taking on Kimball in the C26 district final. And on the breeze, 94.5, Mike Will has the call of Sutton taking on Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull, even with a loss, probably going to get a wild card. Ravenna would have a legitimate shot, but you're starting to play with fate a little bit. So the Jays certainly want to pick up the win against the Longhorns.
You just wish you could be at all these places tonight, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
See all of them. I mean, that Ravenna-Kimball game, what a contrast in styles.
That'll be a lot of fun. I think the Sutton-Donovan-Trumbull game will be just different enough that that'll be some pretty good basketball as well. Don't forget, we'll have games for you tomorrow as D1 and D2 will send teams to state. We'll have Overton and Cambridge right here on ESPN Radio. And on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5, Fullerton will be taking on Shelton. And then Kennesaw and Elwood will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow. So, again, we still have at least six teams that have a legitimate chance of punching their tickets tomorrow. Elm Creek is already in with a wild card, so we could have as many as seven teams from our listening area that we follow that will be making it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. So, just pretty good basketball in this region.
But I might be doing, instead of color, I might be doing play-by-play here if all these teams make it.
Yeah, I have to teach you how to plug in all the equipment.
That would be a problem.
I'm not so sure we can train you that far. There's the level of difficulty we would have. Pretty good crowd being here for both teams. The student bodies are underneath either hoop, and, of course, the parents on either side. We're just about ready to get things underway. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Stars and the Crusaders. We come back here to Hastings College right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Hastings College. The starters being announced right now for Kearney Catholic. They'll be announced first because they are the visitors. And so the crowd behind us here in just a moment will be making a lot of noise for Grand Island Central Catholic. They are the home team as they'll be wearing their home white uniforms. Randy Bushcote, Tom Schlechter with us. Tom, last thoughts as we get ready for the tip in this one.
You know, you just can't, like you said, can't get a better venue than this here at Hastings College. Good crowd for both teams. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be intense. I think the beginning of this game for Kearney Catholic is more critical than for GICC. Being a little bit of a dog in this game, if GICC gets up 10 and takes control, I think that puts a little bit of doubt. We know that Kearney Catholic came down from 12 against Minden, came down from 16, you know, against Gibbon. But I don't know that they can sustain going down double digits to GICC.
Well, I had conversations with both head coaches earlier today, and that was really the thought that Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin said we cannot afford to fall behind. And both teams also said that they had a good week of practice. Both of them expect to win this ball game, and I think that's crucial to both teams' success.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So Kearney Catholic breaks the huddle a little bit sooner than what Grand Island Central Catholic does, and which is a little bit more of a tradition. They do it more as an overall team. The starting five usually go out there and have a moment together before the tip here for Kearney Catholic. Guy Fawn will be jumping against Holtmeyer. This will be the first of many battles tonight between these two young men. As we're just about ready to get things underway, ball is in the air, and the C-1-5 is underway. And Grand Island Central Catholic will control the opening tip, and directing traffic here is going to be Hunter. Hunter will look at a little bit of a 2-3 zone here, and they'll work it down low to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn off glass will score. Johanna Guy Fawn, first 2 points of the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic.
And that was just too easy, Bush. They got to make it tougher than that on Guy Fawn to get an easy bucket. He got too good a position there.
And it wasn't exactly in transition, but they set it up very quickly. Moore's going to drive. He'll flip in and out, no good. And Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound.
That was all but in.
On the run, here's Stevenson. He has a shot blocked by Holtmeyer. Picked up here by Moore. Moore will bring in the offensive zone. Give it out for Holtmeyer. Driving back is Moore. He'll kick it left side. Jackson, he'll kick it back out here for Holtmeyer. And Blake for three hits a three.
I was going to mention earlier that Holtmeyer was hitting threes in before the game, and he looks like he's ready to shoot them.
Well, he caught that one in rhythm and was able to stroke it in. And again, a little token pressure here for Kearney Catholic. Hunter has it down the sideline. We'll take it. Shutting him off there is going to be Jackson. They'll kick it right side. Here's a three-pointer for Roe Reader. It's no good. And rebounded by the younger Holtmeyer.
He doesn't miss very many of those. That was a big miss for Kearney Catholic.
On the run here is going to be Brady Holtmeyer. He'll give it back out to Moore. Back out to Blake. Blake thought about the three, but he'll give it to Jackson. Jackson kicks it back out. Now Holtmeyer for another three. Back of the iron, no good. And rebounded by Guy Fawn.
I don't think that bothers the Kearney Catholic coaches at all. If they're going to leave him open, I think they're going to let him take him tonight.
3-2, Stars with the early lead in this one. And around the perimeter is Elijah Hunter. Hunter gets it top of the circle now. As a look at that 2-3 zone. I'm kind of surprised they're not manning up. And from the elbow, jumper here by Hunter is up and good from 15.
That was a tough shot by Eli Hunter. He played great last week against us. If he keeps hitting those shots, forget about it. You can't stop him.
Randy Bushcutter and assistant coach from Adams Central, Tom Schlechter. Three-pointer on that two. Sorry, a long two on that left side by Derek Jackson, up and good. And it's a 5-4 Kearney Catholic lead.
The body language early for Kearney Catholic's really good. They don't look intimidated at all, Bush, right now. They look like they're ready to go.
And around the perimeter we go with it. Hunter will give it off on the right side. Give us a back top of the circle. Kicks left wing. That's Allen. Allen will give it back out to Hunter. Hunter again from 15 feet. That one is an air ball. It goes out of bounds. And the official says it was tipped. That's why it was an air ball. And so it will remain with Grand Island Central Catholic.
It was hard to see there. Probably a good call there.
Well, just the official was right on it.
Yeah.
He was calling it right away. So they were pretty emphatic about the call. So inbounding here is going to be Hunter. Hunter tosses in on the baseline. 5 second count going on. He'll just hand it off here for Stevenson. Stevenson will post up, shoot against Holtmeyer. No good. Guy Fawn fighting for the rebound. A lot of contact, no foul called. It was off of Guy Fawn and out of bounds.
You know, credit Guy Fawn there, though. It didn't look like he necessarily went through the body. He went around to try and get it. And Stevenson, who I can tell you, he just killed us on the boards and with those little putbacks. He missed that one, but he's played tough the last stretch of the year.
A little bit better job of boxing out might have got you a big foul call. With the drive here, it was going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer hands it off for Moore. Moore ball fake in traffic, and head to the line as he is fouled by Elijah Hunter.
You know, that was a touchy call. They didn't make that same call on the other end. You'll wonder if they make that call up later, and I'm not saying the officials made a bad call, but that was a pretty touchy call for a district final here early on.
Well, he shot in front of him. He kind of leans out a little bit more, and he exposes more arm, and I think that's maybe why they saw it a little bit more effectively. The free throw here by Moore is up and good.
And that, let's be honest, Matt Moore's a senior. He's smart. He kind of jumped into the contact, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, the kid's a three-year starter for a reason.
And he is a 64% free throw shooter. That was his 65th free throw attempt of the year, and he was hurt, so he missed a few games. Second free throw is also good, and the Stars now have a 7-4 lead, and that'll allow them to put a little pressure on with the dribble after he inbounded it, bringing it up court to Stevenson. They double-team
him. He's in trouble.
Yeah, he's able to get it down the sideline, though, to Allen, and Allen across the 10-second line will now hand the ball back off for Stevenson. Stevenson working against Jackson will take it all the way down to the baseline. Still has his dribble going, and now he'll kick it back out here for Hunter. Hunter direct traffic, gives it off on the right wing here for Stevenson.
Yeah, right now they're manned up like you thought they would, Bush. They went back to man. We'll see if they can. Oh.
And there's that little touch foul. That one is going to be called on Moore.
I kind of feel like that was a callback for the other one, because it looked like Eli actually pushed off on that. He was in good position. But
that being
said,
I think both of them were fouls.
Yep, agreed. You're right.
So Hunter will inbound it. He'll get it in for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, nice ball fake, gets the defender in the air, and then he leans in, lays it off glass. Holtmeyer, fortunately, didn't pick up a foul. He jumped out of the way to make sure he didn't. Jackson will kick it back out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer loses the basketball. That'll be the first Kearney Catholic turnover of the game. And up ahead on the run here is going to be Hunter. Hunter with the spin move off glass. Good. That is an NBA play right there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you're talking about Kearney Catholic player. I think it was Brady Holtmeyer tried to take a charge. He spun right off and still hit the 15-footer on the spin.
On the baseline with it, Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer steps through, shoots over the top of Guy Fawn. Can't get it. Rebound is tipped out. And that will be a foul on Kearney Catholic. Trying to get the ball is going to be Zach Jackson. That'll be his first personal foul.
And, you know, that's one where Brady did a good job of driving into Guy Fawn. I think they gave Guy Fawn the benefit of the doubt. You know, when you're a premier player like that, sometimes you get away with a call like that. Same with Blake Holtmeyer. Blake got away with one on the block, and he's kind of returned right there. A little respect there for those two players.
Well, I think these officials have seen these guys enough. They know who the quality players are, and I think they do give that respect. Hunter will bring it across the timeline. He'll get the ball back as he passes it on that right wing, and around the perimeter we go. Stevenson has it. We'll give it back out to Hunter. Hunter working against Bryce James, who just checked in. The jumper is a little bit too strong and rebounded by Moore. Moore on the run here for Kearney Catholic. Does not have numbers, so kick it out for James. James kicks it out for Jackson. Jackson will give it back to James on that baseline. He'll spin. He'll ball fake. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score.
And this is the start Kearney Catholic wanted. GICC is going to pressure. That plays in the Kearney Catholic strength, which they want to drive.
Stars take the lead back here, 9-8, 3:28 to go. Pass down low to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, nice jump stop in the lane. Took an extra step, yep.
Great position there
by Holtmeyer.
And I'll say this, you're right. They let Holtmeyer push there a little bit on Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn's pushing back.
If he doesn't get a push like that, there's no way you can stop the young man if you can't make that kind of contact.
The difference there is Holtmeyer pushed Guy Fawn out a little bit farther on that one. If Guy Fawn gets on low block, I think he feels like he can score at any time.
So they're letting him play just a little bit. I kind of like the level of contact they're allowing. On the baseline, Moore will pass it along that baseline. It'll bounce twice. James will pick it up. Fires a three. Will not fall. Tipped inside. Holtmeyer.
Wow.
Will it up and in.
What a great tip by Brady to Brody there. Or sorry, Brady to Blake. I got all the B's wrong. I apologize.
But Brady, that was a nice little tip there by Brady. And we'll give him credit for a rebound, actually, on that. Guy Fawn down low. Blocked by Holtmeyer. Yep. He's going to get the arm.
And that was a great job by Guy Fawn. Blake was being over-aggressive initially on the push, and Guy Fawn would not be bullied down there. I mean, he's not letting anybody bully. And he really baited Blake into that call and forced the officials to make that call. Great job by Guy Fawn. We see why the guy shoots 74% from the field. He is really good on the low block.
He actually shoots better from the field than the free throw line, where he's a 50% free throw shooter, but he hits the first one here. He's got 5 in the game, and it is now 11-9.
You wonder if they're going to give Blake a rest here at the end of the first, keep him from getting a second foul. We'll see if they do it.
You know, he doesn't get pulled out a lot. And as long as Guy Fawn's in there, I think he'll be in there. The free throw's up and good. That's kind of what they did the second game. They made sure that if Guy Fawn was in there, Holtmeyer was in there. So Moore will kick it off on the left side here for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is picked up by Guy Fawn. And now on the right side, it's Blake.
Blake's got to go to work. He's got Stevenson on him. They got to get him in the post.
Well, he hit that three. Maybe that's what he wants to do is start out there because that's where he's got the ball now. Now he'll drive, get it to his little brother, and Brady now will hand it off here for James.
And trust me, that's no disrespect to Stevenson. I think Stevenson's a great defender. It's just that Blake, and they called the block there, Blake is an explosive player.
And
block on Stevenson.
And it was before the shot.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
And that'll be a block here on Phoenix Stevenson.
And I don't know that they even called that if that's not Blake Holtmeyer and Guy Fawn. They lobbed it. What a nice play.
And then he'll take it off glass with Holtmeyer, and Blake Holtmeyer lays it up and in. Holtmeyer with seven in the game. Stars will make a line change at the next stoppage. Elijah Hunter on the bounce. We'll get it down low for Guy Fawn. Tipped by Holtmeyer, and it went off of Guy Fawn.
That was the right call. That was the right call. And I know, I'll tell you what, again, if you're Blake Holtmeyer and they're going to, again, no disrespect, Stevenson's a great defender, but I think Blake feels like he can go to work on him. They're not putting Guy Fawn on him. That kind of surprises me, maybe because they think he's going to pull him out and drive.
Well, I think they're afraid of Guy Fawn getting in foul trouble, and it's
agreed.
Very difficult to match up with the athleticism of Holtmeyer. You run the risk of your best offensive player getting in foul trouble. Holtmeyer has it now, top of the circle. Setting the screen is going to be Howe. And they'll give it off on the right side. Nestle's going to fire a three. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound by Holtmeyer. And then it's going to be a hell ball. He took the ball down. He jumped up high, brought the ball down, and they reached in there and were able to tie it up.
That was a quick jump call right there. Wow, that was a quick jump call.
So inbound again is going to be Harrison Pierce. Pierce, Nestle, Howe, and Derek Jackson all checked in a little bit ago. Jackson's going to drive here. He lays it up a little bit too strong. Rebounded out of there.
I think he was just a little bit nervous there. District final going up, and he was going a little too hard, a little bit out of control.
Minute 28 to go. Quarter number one. Three-pointer left wing, Hunter. It's no good. And coming down with the rebound is Kearney Catholic.
This is a big possession.
Pierce down the rebound.
Minute 16. This is a big possession for Kearney Catholic. They need a quality shot.
Pierce kicks it left side for Nathan Howe. Driving the baseline, Jackson. He gets the top of the circle. Here's Holtmeyer for three. Back of the iron. No good. And rebounded by you-know-who, Johanna Guy Fawn. On the run, it's going to be Hunter. Hunter gets it on the baseline. Little ball fake there by Stevenson, and now they'll set up the half-court offense. And Mestel getting in there with a double team on Guy Fawn when that ball is on the baseline.
They're going to go pick and roll, I think. Oh, no, they didn't. They're going straight motion. GICC is.
Allen will work around the perimeter. Right wing, they'll get it to Elijah Hunter. Stars lead it now, 13-10, and I think they're going to work it for the last shot of the Crusaders. And sometimes when you see that, you get an opening and you take it. In any event, on the right side, John Pfeiffer will direct traffic after he kicks it out here for Hunter. Hunter has it near midcourt. 5-second count, no longer going on.
Yeah, they need to
Derek Jackson's dropped back just a little bit.
A little confusion right now on GACC side, and they're denying Hunter.
With a lot of nothing here, they weren't able to hear the coach and what they wanted to play. Allen on the dribble, 8 seconds left, gives it off here for Hunter. Hunter near midcourt. Hunter working against Jackson. Kicks into the corner. Three-pointer. Short. And the rebound goes out of bounds with .4 to go.
Oh.
And they're going to set it off Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, there's a chance for a little tip here to Guy Fawn.
Well, that's the only chance.
Yeah, they're going to get Holtmeyer out. Maybe not. They're going to keep Holtmeyer in. You got to hope Holtmeyer doesn't get a foul here. It sounds dumb, but if I'm GICC, I just lob it to Guy Fawn and hope he gets a foul.
You pretty much got to score on a tip. That's about it. And they do have Guy Fawn in the lane. Howe and Holtmeyer are double-teaming him. They get it out, top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. I think they were going to count it, but it's off the mark. And so we've got 8 minutes in the books. And right now, Kearney Catholic with a 13-10 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Hastings College, and we are at halftime where the Stars have a 13-10 lead at the end of one quarter, and it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball.
Scores real quick. We have Hardin Cedar Catholic 18, Ainsworth 17 at the end of the first, Sutton up 6-4 on Donovan Trumbull, and Grand Island Northwest 54-39 final against Holdridge at the B1, or I don't know if it's B1, but the B district up in Grand Island Senior High.
B3, I think.
B3,
I'm not sure. It doesn't
matter. I apologize.
One of the B districts. Hunter will kick it off on the right side. Gives it to on that right wing here for Alexander Allen. Allen, nice penetration, kicks it out to Hunter. Hunter's going to drive. Has the ball knocked away by Holtmeyer. That'll be a Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. I don't think that was a shot. In any event, Holtmeyer now has it on the baseline. Blake drives, loses it into the hands of Moore. Moore shoots over the top of Guy Fawn, leans it up and in. He's got four in the game.
That shot doesn't go in if Guy Fawn doesn't tip that shot. He blocked it and somehow it went in.
Hunter on the run, gets it on the baseline. In trouble is Rowieder, and he's able to dribble through that pressure. Kicks it out now to Allen, who will give it off on the left side for Stevenson. Down low for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn shoots, takes an extra step. Turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Forced by the defense,
yeah.
Played by Blake Holtmeyer.
Blake Holtmeyer pulled the chair right there, but she just said, all right, I'm going to jump off because sometimes he gets happy feet, Guy Fawn does down there.
It's now 15-10. Stars with a five-point lead and the basketball. This is their largest lead of the game. On the bounce here is Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer works around the perimeter. Jackson and Moore plays catch with it now. Zach Jackson, he'll fire a three. That is off the mark and no good. Saved by Moore, but into the hands of Guy Fawn. So Guy Fawn will be credited for a rebound there. And they'll hand the basketball here to Eli Hunter. Elijah Hunter will kick left wing for Phoenix Stevenson. And the entry pass off the hands of Holtmeyer and out of bounds. They're trying to enter it inside for Guy Fawn.
Yeah, good pass. You know, Blake Holtmeyer did a good job of tipping it. This is a big possession for GICC. Down 15-10 with 6:39. They want to get back into the lead before halftime and not give Kearney Catholic that sense of confidence.
Rowieder gets the inbounds on the baseline. He enters it in for Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn will take it off glass. Those are those good feet that we see with Johanna Guy Fawn as he actually had to work his way around a couple of different stars, took it off the glass, and it's now 15-12. With it is number 12, Derek Jackson. Jackson's going to kick it out for Holtmeyer. He'll give it off right wing for Matt Moore. Moore will drive the baseline, working against Hunter. Bounce pass out. Three-pointer for Derek Jackson, and Jackson will stroke the three.
This is the most patient I've seen Kearney Catholic on offense. Even though they're taking shots, they're good ones. Every shot they've taken has been a good one.
Elijah Hunter brings it in the offensive zone. He'll be picked up defensively here by Derek Jackson. Around the perimeter we go. Right side, Stevenson has it. They're looking inside for Guy Fawn, but he's on the opposite block. And now the skip pass. Hunter looks in immediately. Looking at some pressure here from Derek Jackson. Back around the perimeter we go. Right wing, Stevenson. Stevenson on the baseline. Took an extra step. No, he pushed to create a little extra space.
Yeah, and you know, I think right now, Eli Hunter's the guy that they need. GICC needs to step up because he's the guy that Kearney Catholic really can't guard. He's too quick. He's too fast. Granted, Guy Fawn is the guy he can't guard inside. But right now, they need Hunter to take over this game and start doing some work.
And he can do that. He is a quality basketball player and very athletic.
23 points last week against Adams Central, and he did a lot of work.
So on the baseline, right side, Zach Jackson. He'll kick the ball back out here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on the baseline, lost it, has to track it down. That was good defense by Allen. They're going to kick it out. Three-pointer by Derek Jackson is no good, and the rebound will go to Grand Island Central Catholic.
The officials have done a great job. I mean, making quick calls. If they're not sure, they're making decisive calls right away.
And they've huddled up a couple of times. That one went out of bounds, so it's a team rebound. And Hunter's going to throw it over the head of Guy Fawn and out of bounds. Guy Fawn working the officials.
Oh, he's good. He's good. Yeah. He can go to Hollywood. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And don't mistake us when we talk about Guy Fawn's feet. His feet are great.
Oh,
it's just that he's looking for contact sometimes inside. Right there, just overthrew him.
So Moore will bring it to the offensive zone, gives it left side for Zach Jackson. Jackson's used up the dribble, gets it inside, leaning in is Brady Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will score.
And we've seen
the freshman muscle it up.
You told me you've seen him against Adams Central. He scored in the post on drives. The kid is tough.
Well, wow. He's got great feet as well. In the offensive zone is Roe Weider. Roe Weider handling the ball very well. Bounce pass missed his intended target, but Stevenson has it. Stevenson will give it now to Allen. Allen will kick on that right wing, and they'll give it off here for Roe Weider. Roe Weider has been quiet. Really,
yes.
Offensively.
Yes.
Stevenson will help work it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, nice kick out. Driving his Hunter. He'll get the bucket and the foul. Oh, yeah. Man. And he's hit on the arm. He'll go the line.
Talk about Guy Fawn there. They throw it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn hits Blake Holtmeyer. The double team jumps down, and Hunter cuts, and Guy Fawn hits the cutter. He's a really good passer out of the post. You know, Guy Fawn did a great job finding Hunter there.
And that'll cut into a Kearney Catholic 8-point lead. With that, it's now Kearney Catholic 20, Crusaders 14. Trying to finish the 3-point play is Hunter, and Hunter hits nothing but the bottom of the well.
Again, Kearney Catholic possession here is critical. Up 5 with 4:35 left now. They need a good shot.
Well, they want to kind of keep that rhythm that they've been having. And a carry. Unforced error here by Blake Holtmeyer.
Well,
that'll be a turnover.
You know, and the way they've called the travels, that was a good call because they've called it tight when it comes to ball handling. I don't know. They called it carry. You know, you may not see that all the time, but they've called it that way all game.
So Hunter brings in the offensive zone as Bryce James will pressure him. He came in. Ball's knocked loose. Picked up by GICC. Great pass inside by Guy Fawn. Yeah. It's going to be a layup for Phoenix Stevenson.
Almost a steal by Blake Holtmeyer. Scramble by GICC. Great recognition by Guy Fawn again. And they're just playing smart.
Holtmeyer in the lane will shoot it off glass. It is no good. And the rebound will go out here to Allen. So Allen snags the rebound. But the Kearney Catholic could not get the shot to fall. And now Hunter will drive, has his shot blocked. It's going to be a foul on the body. It was a clean block by Holtmeyer. I think they're going to call the foul on the other star with the foul. And that is going to be on Bryce James.
And good job by the officials not to call Blake Holtmeyer on the block because that was clean and called the body. That's probably a decent call.
I think the whistle blew even before the ball left the hand and the shot was blocked. So I think they already had their call. The free throw is no good here for Elijah Hunter.
And this is a critical point for both teams, obviously. I mean, any basketball game with 32 minutes, it's every moment's critical. But if Kearney Catholic takes the lead in the half, they got to feel like they're telling their guys everything we're doing is working. They're up 2 right now with 4 minutes. Let's see if they can hold the lead going into the half.
And Hunter hits the free throw, makes it now 18-20. 2-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Driving is Jackson. He'll kick it out for Holtmeyer. Driving here is going to be Brady. Brady floater in the lane. All but down. Comes out, and Guy Fawn pulls down the rebound.
Yeah, nice job by Brady Holtmeyer to drive that. Just couldn't quite get the finish.
And Kearney Catholic has seen what was once a 10-point lead whittled down here to 2. 3.5 to go. Hunter works around the perimeter to give right side for Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson kicks it out top of the circle here for Brady Brokaw. Came in a moment ago. They'll get it out for Hunter. Hunter on the bounce. Gives now right wing for Stevenson.
And give credit to GICC. They've just stayed with the game plan and been patient. We'll see how they do on this possession. Right now they look a little bit out of kilter.
They entered inside for Guy Fawn on the baseline. He'll kick it back out to Stevenson. Stevenson lost the ball, but was able to track it down. Almost a steal there by Moore, but they'll get it out to Allen. And now we give it back out here for Hunter. They're going to reset something here, and they're coming up with a set play as Allen will give it off on the right side. Top of the circle for Stevenson, tipped by Moore, but picking it up is going to be Hunter. Hunter will give it back out to Stevenson. Stevenson drives, has it stolen away. On the run is Holtmeyer, driving is Blake. Blake takes it off glass, no good. There's a foul, and he'll go to the line and shoot 2.
I don't know if you can check, but Bush, how much time did GICC take off the clock on that possession?
It was at least a minute.
Yeah,
it was
maybe
at least a minute.
Minute 20. And when you turn the ball over after that, that's demoralizing to that team because all of a sudden you go, we didn't get a shot off. And I think they were a little too patient maybe there with some things. And so, again, though, that's the way they play. They're going to play ball possession and shot selection.
And Blake Holtmeyer hits the free throw.
That was a big one.
48% shooter on the year. It seems to me that the tighter the game
is,
the bigger the game, the better he shoots.
We've seen that. I heard it. Gibney hit a couple late, huh?
Yeah, he did. Free throw is no good here. And Guy Fawn will pull down rebound number 6 of the first half.
I'm going to give GICC all the credit. This feels like a – oh, timeout, GIC. This feels like a 10-point lead for Kearney Catholic. It's only 3.
Yeah, and timeout here for the Crusaders to try to get something set up here.
Probably a good timeout.
2:29 to go here in the second quarter. 21-18. Stars lead by 3. Timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game.
from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club. Whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. We've got 2:29 to go here before halftime. Kearney Catholic with a 21-18 lead as the Crusaders call the timeout. And what they talk about? You tell me. What they talk about?
Hey, I'll tell you right now, GICC is saying we got to get a good shot out of this. We want Guy Fawn, we want Roe Weeder, we want Hunter to get a shot. One of those three guys are going to take a shot right here, Bush. We'll see which one it'll be, Roe Weeder, Hunter, or Guy Fawn.
Hunter has the ball right now on that right wing, and they'll give it off in the corner here for Roe Weeder. Roe Weeder, I don't think it's attempted a shot, to be honest with you. And they'll get the ball back out.
One shot early. He had a three early, open three on the right side.
That's right. I remember that. Now top of the circle, Allen has it. He'll get it at the elbow for Hunter. Hunter now will step near midcourt and direct traffic. Got 2 minutes to go in the half. And on the baseline, they get it out here for Roe Weeder. Trying to get it inside for Guy Fawn, does. Guy Fawn, though, shut off by Moore. He has to dump it out, gives it to Roe Weeder. Roe Weeder for three. It's no good. And a foul on the rebound, or is he out of bounds? No, there's a foul.
Yeah, I think that's a foul on GICC, but I can't tell. He ran in from the other side. I mean, that was an emphatic call. Probably the right call, but it was late.
Well, that's why you have three officials.
Yes, and Roe Weeder took a good shot there. I mean, that was a great shot.
Good
kick out, and that's what we thought.
And again, we talked about this when we talked about the fact that Guy Fawn shoots 74%. He takes good shots. He was shut off. He made a good decision to kick it out. Holtmeyer has it, and that's Brady. Brady being pressured there very nicely by Allen. They'll give it off to Moore. Moore's going to drive. Jump stop in the lane. No good. Had his rebound momentarily and then has it stolen away here by Hunter. So Hunter on the drive will bring into the offensive zone and they'll give it off here on the left side for Stevenson. Gets it on the baseline for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn jump stop. Takes it off glass. There's a whistle. They're going to call a foul and the bucket will count.
That wasn't even close. I'm sorry. That wasn't even close to a foul. I know.
When they blew the whistle, I thought they were going to call a walk.
Yes, it was a travel push. Blake actually jumped off of Guy Fawn. Now, Blake, I think, has one foul they didn't give him earlier. So it's even. Mm-hmm. I mean, Blake fouled earlier where they didn't call it. Now the question is, do you take him out or not? But that wasn't a foul by Blake. That just happened to be the call they made.
That is his second foul. And Guy Fawn at the free throw line, no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Brady Holtmeyer.
This is critical possession here. Kearney Catholic needs to go into the half with the lead.
And they just turned it over right into the hands of Brokaw. Brokaw has it blocked by Holtmeyer and out of bounds. And it went off of Brokaw.
Yeah, wow.
And so it will be Kearney Catholic ball.
Wow. You don't see that called that way very often. And they could have called the third foul on Blake Holtmeyer. I don't think it was a foul.
I thought it was clean too. Yeah.
So now it's even. Oh, and there's a mix-up.
Wrong pass up
to Holtmeyer. And a shot hit it.
They're going to call
it. Wow. Is that a makeup push?
No, I think he was there. I think that's the right call.
Yeah,
Brady Holtmeyer was called for the charge.
I mean, you don't see either one of those calls made on both sides. I thought that that was definitely probably off Kearney Catholic. Even if he might have hit off a GIC, you don't see that. So I wondered if this call then was the makeup for the call on the other end. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know.
Brett Weans checks into the ball game here for the Crusaders.
Weans is a shooter.
I think Stevenson came up with that charge. Nice defensive play. Wrong pass up ahead. Now baseline jumper right side for Weans, and he'll score.
And that's big. GICC takes their first lead of the game now with 47 seconds.
They led momentarily in the first quarter.
Yep.
22-21 right now with 42 seconds to go. And Kearney Catholic wants to give up the lead in the first quarter. They got a bucket that put them back on top. We'll see if history will repeat itself here as the Stars are going to milk the final 30 seconds.
It's going to be a drive, a wide open drive dish, either three-point shot or a drive to the rim. It's there's not going to be much in between. No 15-footer here. It's either going to be a drive to the rim or kick out three right here, Bush.
Holtmeyer will give the ball now to Derek Jackson. I think either Moore or Holtmeyer will do the drive into the basket, if I had to guess. With it, here's Jackson. Jackson will give it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer jump stop. The swipe, no good. Tip in underneath. Moore comes up with it. Tries to put up another shot. Can't. Ball rolls around, and that will do it for the first quarter. A lot of contact in there underneath.
Yeah,
no foul called.
They didn't want to call either one of those late. They just wanted to let it go.
And so the Crusaders will head to the locker room with a one-point lead. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 22, Kearney Catholic 21. We'll head to the
We're then a sanitation halftime report when we come back right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime, 22-21, as the Crusaders right now have the lead over Kearney Catholic. And we have some other scores as well, including a rather physical, low-scoring game.
It's a football score, Bush. 8-6, Donovan Trumbull over Sutton. Those guys did play in football to get to the final, so I guess they're playing football again over at Hastings High, just about 2 miles from here.
So apparently, Slough got a two-point conversion.
Bush, that was outstanding work right there.
There you go.
Hardin-Cedar Catholic is down 32-34 to Ainsworth. And I'm sorry, I didn't get the second team that Winnebago's playing, but Winnebago's leading at the half.
Fremont Bergen.
They're leading, which that seems like an upset. Is that true? Is Winnebago down or up in that game? Which way did I get that? I had 23-16. I'm not sure who was leading that one.
I think it was Winnebago.
Okay, I thought so too.
Yeah. So, in any event, we're at halftime here at Grand Island Central Catholic with a 22-21 lead. And, again, a nice little comeback for GICC. They trailed by double digits in that second quarter, but they also held Kearney Catholic to only 8 points in the second quarter. And so, after they built that comfortable lead, GICC really did some pretty good work the last four and a half minutes.
Great job by GICC to keep their composure in this kind of environment. They're like we said, probably the Vegas favorite coming in. Getting down could rattle you pretty easily. They didn't do that. They handled it very well. Coaches did a good job with adjusting. I thought they did a great job of keep going into Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn dished the ball out, got a couple and ones to Hunter and some other players, and really just stayed the course, because GICC has not hit any outside shots to this point other than Eli Hunter hitting one or two jumpers.
And so we are at halftime, 6:40 to go here in the halftime. Why am I giving the halftime time? The score is 22-21. GICC is leading Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers. We continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Hastings College as the district championship game between Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic. Pretty tight here at intermission. The Crusaders come from behind. They lead it right now 22-21. Over Kearney Catholic. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic. As we mentioned, they are the visitors, so we start with them. Blake Holtmeyer right now with 8 points here in the first half. Derek Jackson with 5. Matt Moore has 4. Bryce James with 2. Brady Holtmeyer with 2. And in terms of rebounds, Brady Holtmeyer and Matt Moore leading the way here for Kearney Catholic with 3 rebounds each. As Guy Fawn right now has more than the top 2 rebounders for Kearney Catholic in the game, as he is the leading scorer, as per usual here for the Crusaders. He has 10 points at the break to go with his 6 rebounds. Eli Hunter has 8 points and a couple of rebounds. Phoenix Stevenson with 2, and Brett Weens with a nice 2 late in that second quarter. And I think that was the bucket to put them ahead, and right now they lead it 22-21 here at halftime. Unofficially, I have GICC 9 of 20 from the field, so they're shooting about 45%. They are 0 for 5 from behind the arc, so they have not hit a three-point shot yet in the game. For Kearney Catholic, their overall shooting numbers, they're 8 of 17 from the field for 47%, again, unofficially, and I have them being 3 of 4 from behind the arc, so shooting 75%. Yeah. One reason why they're in the ball game,
well, missing,
trailing 22-21.
We said this. They missed 2 or 3 bunnies inside and made the outside shot. So it's kind of evened out a little bit for them. But, yeah, they've been very efficient when they've gotten shots up.
So Kearney Catholic right now trails at halftime, 22-21. The Crusaders coming from behind. Kearney Catholic led by, I think it was 12, at their largest lead of the ball game. And right now Ravenna has the lead over Kimball, 29-23. That game is at halftime. And on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as Doug is all the way out in North Platte.
Is Kimball going to get the wild card there, Bush? Are they at the top?
Well, I have all those numbers out there. I think they're pretty high. By the way, one of the reasons why I printed this off was to point out that neither one of these two teams has a chance at all for a wild card. In fact, there is a chance that GICC could be the 7 seed, but for the most part, both these two teams are probably looking at the number 8 seed. The teams I have highlighted here, like SCOTUS, Newman, and Wayne, they're 1, 2, 3. They're all in district finals tonight. Wahoo is open for one of those wild cards. They've lost. They're number 4 in wild card points. And then you got Boone Central. And then, I don't think Kimball has any chance at all.
No, of probably getting one of the wild cards. They're in C2 playing Ravenna. So
that's
sorry.
Right. We're looking at the wrong
one. They were C1 last year, though.
That's right.
So Bush, I'm going to back you up here.
I did
Kimball
not print
played,
that off.
Kimball played Gibbon last year in the state tournament.
Right.
And so I would imagine that Kimball might be in the running. I don't know if they're in the top, though, because you have Sutton, St. Cecilia, a lot of teams in that C2 range. Because I know St. needs some things to happen.
Yeah, they need help.
Or they're out.
Yeah, they need help.
So
they're pretty
Donovan,
good basketball team.
They need Donovan to win tonight. That's for darn sure. They're rooting for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, which is, I'm sure, not something they would normally do.
Yeah, I tell you what, those wild cards make for strange bedfellows.
Yes.
You guys that never will root for any other team for any other reason. They will root for them to win. So they can get that wild card.
But let's not mistake it here tonight. The reason these two teams are not in the running for wild card is not necessarily because they're not good enough. It's because their schedules have been brutal. On the GICC side, Guy Fawn's been hurt, and so is Eli Hunter. And on the Kearney Catholic side, I think they've lost, of their 11 games, what, like almost all but one or two?
Yeah, all but
like
one or two.
4 points,
yep, 4 points
or less.
Or less. Yeah.
And so a few things go here or there for Kearney Catholic, and they would be up there. Same thing with GICC. So both these teams, to me, are good enough to go down and compete in the C1, state tournament. I'm not going to say either one wins, but they can compete.
We're going to take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Hastings College, Kearney Catholic has possession of the basketball first to start with the alternating possession rule. They start with their starters, and Jackson will get the ball out here for Blake Holtmeyer, who gives it off for his little brother, Brady. Brady's going to kick it back out here for Zach Jackson to Moore. I think everybody's touched the ball so far now that Blake Holtmeyer's got it. He's got it in the lane, and he turned it over. Third turnover of the game here on Kearney Catholic compared to eight here for Grand Island Central Catholic.
Yeah, and they're letting, again, they're letting Guy Fawn and Blake Holtmeyer really battle in there. I think Guy Fawn did a good job of stripping him, and they're letting him play.
Stevenson throws the top of the circle here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder gives it off. Hunter is going to pull up for a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer had it, lost it. It goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. And, again, Holtmeyer can't believe that he got tripped up.
Yeah.
How is that not a foul?
Yeah, and he has a good case because he's up on his feet, and somebody came underneath him, and the officials just kind of didn't call anything.
So that, I think, favors long-term here, Grand Island Central Catholic, and they're going to call a little touch foul on the inbounds here against the Stars. Compared to the amount of contact that was there earlier, Brady Holtmeyer did not make much contact at all.
Yeah.
That would be a second foul.
Wow, so a no call before, and then I think he felt stood up by the official, so now they call the touchy one.
Well, it was the other brother. No, you're
right.
Pick on a little brother. On the baseline, Guy Fawn will drive, will shoot, get a bucket and foul, and again, Brady Holtmeyer. Looked pretty clean to me, but he's going to be called for his – no, they're going to give it to Derek Jackson. Now, him I didn't have an angle on, so I'm not as sure about that.
Well,
but Derek Jackson's going to be called for the foul. Guy Fawn lays it off the glass and has a chance for a three-point play.
I don't have any issue with this foul call, Bush, but on the other end, you had a lot of contact, no call, and then no call on the rebound. I don't have an issue on the call. I thought actually not necessarily a bad – Guy Fawn did a great job getting in and getting contact, getting that shot. But just you hope they call it both ways.
Guy Fawn now with 13 points in the game. And with it is Zach Jackson. Jackson will give it off for Moore. Moore, spin move, shoots off glass, a little bit strong, and rebounded out of there by Hunter.
And another one of those little bunnies that Kearney Catholic didn't get to go in.
Well, it's bunny only by distance. That was
right.
A tough move. The defense was right there.
Rowweeder gives
it top of the circle. Around the perimeter, they give it to Hunter. Hunter will kick it off on the left side here for Allen. 4-point lead for the Crusaders. Going for three. It's an air ball that goes out of bounds. And that was last touched by the shooter, and so it will be Kearney Catholic ball.
And I think that's a case where Rowweeder, who's as good a three-point shooter as there is in the state, probably trying to get into a flow.
And maybe he needs to drive, get to the free throw line, because that a lot of times will get a good shooter into a nice little rhythm. Kick left side with it is Brady Holtmeyer. He's open from 15, and it's good.
I mean, the kid just does not act like a freshman. He just says, hey, give me the moment, I'm fine.
Rowweeder will kick it on the left side for Allen. Allen stops. Moore puts pressure on. Off of the screen, they'll get it off for Hunter. Hunter gives it on the right side. Stevenson has a shot blocked, but still muscles it up. Guy Fawn pulls down the rebound and will get the bucket. And there was some contact there. That one, I think, could have been called a foul on Holtmeyer. They didn't give it to him. Moore will kick it back out here for Holtmeyer. Right back out for Zach Jackson. They give it right side for Moore. Moore, behind the arc, will give it to Derek Jackson. Jackson for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives. Contested shot, no good. Rebound by Blake Holtmeyer, and then a foul.
And that's the right call in that Blake had position, had the ball, and he got shoved. That was the right call right there by the officials.
And that's one of those where that's the difference between the actual foul call of a push and over the back, because Holtmeyer,
right,
when he jumped, did go over the back, but no contact. Entered inside. Holtmeyer has the ball tied up. And they're going to say it's a foul.
Yep.
I didn't think he got a shot up, but they're going to say there's two shots here.
Oh, whoa.
And he's trying to get up.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Bush, I'm not a rocket scientist, but he was passing that out. That was not a shot. If you are a GICC fan or coach and Tino Martinez, Coach Martinez is going ballistic,
and he's right,
you should be upset because there is no way. That was a pass out. That was not a shot up. And now you're giving 3 points. 3 points to Kearney Catholic. So we've had some controversial calls on both sides.
Brady Holtmeyer here with the free throw. The second free throw is up. So he makes both free throws. So he has all four Kearney Catholic points here in the second half. 27-25. And a long pass up ahead to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn is going to hand it off to a shooter. And now they're working to work back inside. Rowweeder doesn't pull the trigger. They get it to Allen on that left wing. Allen will stop at the free throw line, kick it out for Stevenson. And Stevenson now gives it left side for Hunter. Hunter tries working inside for Guy Fawn. It's knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Kearney Catholic.
Man, Blake Holtmeyer is trying to get around the post every time. I mean, he just hit that out of bounds. He's done a great job tonight trying to stop the entry pass on the baseline.
And again, if you throw it over the top, he can jump like that as it's caught. Shot by Guy Fawn, no good. Defensive rebound by Holtmeyer. And so Kearney Catholic porks it up ahead. Reverse layup by Jackson. Up and good. What a brilliant pass by Blake Holtmeyer to set that up.
Yeah.
He bounced it from about 45 feet away through traffic.
Yeah, that was tough.
Will Weider down the sideline, off the hands, out of bounds. Turnover, Grand Island Central Catholic.
And you said GICC's had a few turnovers here and there. And Kearney Catholic looked tight coming out of the half. And now they don't look tight. They look loose. They look like they're going to make a little run here with 5 minutes to go in the third.
We're tied at 27. And Kearney Catholic will give it off on the right side. Derek Jackson back to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer to Holtmeyer. Now left wing. Matt Moore's got it. Top of the circle for Derek. Derek gives it to Zach. Zach for three. Hits a three.
No hesitation whatsoever by Jackson on that three.
With the bounce here is Eli Hunter. Hunter is shut off here by Derek Jackson. And you can just kind of feel a little more bounce in the step, a little more impetus offensively here for GICC.
This
Hunter, jump stop. Had the ball knocked loose by Moore into the hands of Guy Fawn, who picks it up and lays it up and in. Another example of the great hands of Johanna Guy Fawn.
And not just the handles. He almost got Blake Holtmeyer in another foul.
Trail three by Holtmeyer, and he banks it in.
Oh, is this horse? Because that looked like a horse play. From what, 23, 24? Oh, my gosh.
Kind of rhythm, but he shot it a little long, and he banked it in.
Guy Fawn and Holtmeyer are giving us everything we wanted right now.
Jump, drop step here by Guy Fawn. Spin move, lays it off glass. I mean, he'll score. Advantage Guy Fawn on that play.
And Blake Holtmeyer was right there. He just kind of flipped it over the top. That was a great move by Guy Fawn. These guys are just playing great basketball tonight.
Jackson has his pass tipped out to Moore. Moore behind the arc will now drive, working against Hunter. And they're going to call Hunter for a little bit of a foul. And that wasn't a lot of contact,
you know,
considering what they've allowed.
I'm going to say right now, though, they've decided they want to get control of the game. And so they've decided they're going to call that kind. He bodied him and kind of bellied him there.
But
that's not the way they've called it.
But for Hunter, that's his third foul.
Ooh.
So, that's the unfortunate aspect of when things like that happen. Hunter's picked up his third foul.
Bush, how long can you sit him? You can't sit him that long.
Not very long at all, I don't think.
I mean, a minute and a half at the most.
Inbounding is Pierce as they had a line change. They get it inside for Mestel. Mestel will give it a right side for Blake Holtmeyer. On that right side is Harrison Pierce. He's got the basketball. James also checked in, and Howe. They skip it out here for James. He'll fire a three. Short off the hands and then picked up here by Brokaw, who came in, and Brokaw is able to pull down the rebound.
It feels like they're trying to, right now, go with the defensive group and give some guys some rest with Coach Carlin. That's not a bad move if they can hold this with Hunter out. We'll see how it goes.
I worry about the conditioning of both Guy Fawn and Holtmeyer. I don't think either one of them has been out of the game. High dribble, but no call as Stevenson will work it out. Three-pointer on the left side, no good.
Yep.
Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound and then a foul.
And that's on Guy Fawn. And I think that's his second or third. Is that his second or his third foul?
For Guy Fawn, that will be. No, I think that's just his first. That's his second. It's his second.
Okay. Good job by Guy Fawn staying out of foul trouble.
Well, again, we talked about earlier that they have not had him on Holtmeyer.
Right.
Very much. They've tried to protect him, which I think is pretty smart. On the bounce is Bryce James. James working against a little pressure being put on here by Allen. Will dribble, takes it to the baseline, kicks it out. There's Howe. Howie for three. It's an air ball, and it goes off the hands of GICC and out of bounds. Phoenix Stevenson was the last to touch it.
You know, I think Coach Carl will probably sub here pretty quickly. He's got a couple guys that look a little bit skittish right now, and they gave it to GICC now.
Well, the angle seemed to make more sense.
Right,
I thought that
was GICC ball. Oh!
Landed for Hunter, knocked loose by Mestel. Bounce pass to James. James with a jumper, no good. Guy Fawn with a rebound or a foul. I think he went over the back.
That's got to be on Guy Fawn. It has to be.
It's got to be.
It is, and it's the right call, but I didn't.
Yep.
I mean,
that's his third.
And that is his third. And now the issue is, I don't know that you can. Oh, they're going to take Guy Fawn out. You wonder if
Harry Heidel going to come into the ball game, and Guy Fawn stays out there.
Yes, he does.
Checking in is Pfeiffer. And now Guy Fawn will come out.
Oh,
so with Guy Fawn out, I wouldn't be surprised to see Holtmeyer come out. He has not been out of the ball game yet.
Get Blake the ball. I mean, that's what if you're Kearney Catholic, you're thinking, get him the ball.
They give it to Howe. Howe with the jumper, no good. Rebound, some contact there. Heidel pulls down the rebound, and then a foul. Going to be called here on Kearney Catholic. And there was a little bit of a touch on the rebound as well. They could have called Kearney Catholic a foul a little bit earlier.
It's, again, this is Scott Collins' defensive group because he's going longer than I thought with some of these guys.
Mesto called for the foul, and they'll pressure the inbounds as they try to double-team. Stevenson will pass the ball up ahead here for Allen.
Yeah.
And Allen going to be fouled by Nathan Howe.
Yeah, and I think Coach Collins making the right sub here. He's got a sub out because ooh.
He's going to get breather to Holtmeyer.
Yeah.
And again, this is the second matchup. Whenever Guyfon was out, Holtmeyer came out. That's the only way you can rest either one of those two guys because they have been involved in hand-to-hand combat. Inbounded for Heidelk. Heidelk brings in the offensive zone. Gives it off on the right side for Rowetter. Rowetter with the dribble. Gives it off here, top of the circle for Stevenson.
And
gives
Coach,
it now left wing. And a little...
moving screen. And a travel. Okay, because that was a definite moving screen.
They called the walk. Did they?
Right.
Not? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they did. Sorry, Bush. There's so much action. It's hard to keep up right now. I'll tell you what. Right now, Coach Collins playing for the fourth quarter. He's playing the long ball. He's resting a couple of his guards to try and let them be able to play through the fourth quarter.
Stars lead it by two. They've got the basketball. Bryce James will kick on that right side. Gives it out for Mestel. Mestel gives it top of the circle for Harrison Pierce. Pierce will give it now left side for Bryce James. James will spin, kick it out. Mestel's going to fire a three top of the key and hit nothing but net.
And what a gamble.
Mestel strokes in a nice three.
What a gamble by Coach Collin to get Holtmeyer, not just Holtmeyer break, but go with some defensive guys and give a rest for some of his other guards. The Jackson twins are on the bench. Sorry, Jackson brothers.
That's a long time of labor there.
Well,
on the right side here is Stevenson. Stevenson being pressured here by Mestel. Stars going with 2-3 zone.
GICC is a little off kilter because they have Eli Hunter and Guy Fon both on the bench. And so I think this is tough for those guys to know where they're supposed to be on the court. Rowweeder's trying to get open. He's the guy you want to get the ball to.
Stevenson will pass on the right side. With it is Rowweeder. Rowweeder's pass off the mark, but Heidel's able to track it down in direct traffic. And it's knocked loose by Moore on the ground. And still in a little bit of trouble there was Heidel, but he's able to make the pass out. Now driving the baseline off glass by Stevenson. Bucket will count, and he's fouled.
Well, we can definitely say that the calls have gone both ways, can't we, Bush? That there's been some touch calls on both sides, and that they've done a good job, the officiating crew has, and they've called it both ways.
It's been balanced.
Yep.
Both Holtmeyer's in the game. Maskuchek's in the game. Also out there is Zach Jackson, and at the free throw line to finish a three-point play is Phoenix Stevenson. And Stevenson trying to make it a two-point ball game, cannot, as it's rebounded out of there by Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer, that's his fifth rebound of the half. On the run, nice little pass by Masker inside, and Zach Jackson lays it up and in.
Just not getting back on defense there. GICC did not transition back off the free throw. That's inexcusable.
Final minute of the third quarter, five-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Nearly stumbling was Heidelk, but he's able to keep his balance enough. Now he's got the ball back. Will step through, lay it off glass, and wow, what a nice try by Harry Heidelk.
Great take. Wow.
A little scoop shot off glass, and now Matt Moore brings in the offensive zone. He's going to drive, and he carried it.
And so that's a big swing. Kearney Catholic with 45 could have taken the last shot. Now GIC's bringing in Weans and Rowita, their two shooters. They're going to try and get a three and tie this up going to the fourth. That'd be good momentum. You'll see if Kearney Catholic stays with their top group, and they are. Wow, that was a big turnover.
Checking in here is going to be Bryce James. They're going to come in, and who's coming out? James will come in for Masker.
They're going to try and pressure and get a steal here. They still have one
foul. Well, and they also necessarily don't want them to be able to work out the final 35 seconds either. Maybe get a two-for-one deal here.
Yeah, they're
trapping. With the dribble. After he inbound, they got it right back. They try trapping near midcourt. He's able to get the ball back out for Heidelk. Heidelk gives left side here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder near midcourt gives it out for Heidelk. 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Well, there's count on. Oh.
Now he starts to dribble. With the run here is Heidelk. Heidelk gave it away. Now gets it back. 14 seconds left. Five-second count's going on as Jackson's right there. Now Heidelk will reset the count with the dribble. He almost loses it, passes down that right sideline. Turnaround jumper here by Weans, no good. Rebound underneath, it goes out of bounds off the Crusaders with .1 to go.
And so Kearney Catholic's got to feel great about the third. They're going to go into the fourth up three. you know,
point one, and they got to get the distance, and it's got to be a tip. So you just inbound it and don't do anything silly.
Both teams should stay away. This is at the same
time. That's exactly what they did.
GICC's got to feel great because they left the end of the quarter with both Hunter and Guy Fawn on the bench, and now they're ready to go in the fourth.
35-38. Kearney Catholic with a 3-point lead, and GICC will have the ball, and we start the fourth quarter right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
38-35, Kearney Catholic with a 3-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And the Crusaders will have the basketball, as we mentioned, to start our fourth quarter.
Wow, both teams are fresh right now, Bush, because Guy Fawn and Hunter were on the bench the last 2.5 minutes, and Kearney Catholic plays 9. So this is going to be a great fourth quarter.
Hunter brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn will drive the lane, kick it out to Allen. And now they get to Guy Fawn outside the circle, working against Holtmeyer. They're really trying to move him to get him in position. Now a backdoor cut. The shot no good for Stevenson. Guy Fawn with the rebound, and Guy Fawn will score.
I have not seen a big man who positions as well as Guy Fawn for rebounds this year. He is tremendous at doing that.
Driving the baseline, Brady Holtmeyer finds a cutter. That's Moore shot, no good. Guy Fawn with the rebound. And again, a great look for Kearney Catholic, but they could not get the shot to fall.
How many rebounds for Guy Fawn right now, Bush?
I have him for 8.
Ooh, I think that was off Guy Fawn. Oh.
It was tipped by Holtmeyer. He was the last to touch it, according to the officials.
8 rebounds. It feels like 18 for Guy Fawn.
It does.
Just the way he has dominated the action tonight.
Ravenna leads 39-35 as they head to the fourth quarter against Kimball. And elsewhere, it is Donovan Trumbull and Sutton tied at 21 as they head to the fourth on the breeze, 94-5. On the bounce here is going to be Hunter. Hunter works it on the inside to Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn will score. That is a recipe for success for the Crusaders. Just they now have the lead, 39-38.
Textbook by Guy Fawn, the positioning, just textbook.
In the lane, a little floater by Derek Jackson. Rolls in. It looks short and then had a nice shooter's touch.
What great recognition by Derek Jackson to go right at Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn with the ball.
Ooh. Yeah, he'll give it up. They'll kick it in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer will snag the rebound after the miss here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Now a 3 by Holtmeyer, and he's fouled by Guy Fawn.
That's his 4th, too, Bush.
That is number 4 on Johanna Guy Fawn, and that's an easy call.
And Brady's a good free throw shooter as well. Guy Fawn's got to stay away from the shooter like that.
And I was going to say maybe he's a little tired because that looked like a tired foul there. In any event, Holtmeyer's going to shoot 3, and the first one is up and good.
It's just 3 points for Kearney Catholic right now.
Well, he's a 67% free throw shooter, so statistics would say it'll only be 2.
Well, Bushy just hit his 2nd, so I'm going to say he's going to hit his 3rd. You and I just friendly little bet on the side here.
I can't afford to be friendly with you. 42-39. Kearney Catholic has a 3-point lead with 6:32 to go. Second free throw here by Holtmeyer. Is up and good. I said 2nd, should have been 3rd.
And
he
got
did
all
hit
3.
All 3. All right.
Big free throws right there. And now with Guy Fawn out, you can focus on Hunter. You can double team him.
Oh, he makes a great pass up court to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will drive, and he's fouled. And we'll see if they give it to Jackson or Holtmeyer. They were both there. It is going to be on Zach Jackson. That'll be just his 2nd.
That was a great pass by Eli Hunter over the top. And great job right there by Pfeiffer for GICC to attack the rim, get the foul call, and now he's at the free throw. And just hit a free throw. That's big. I mean, Pfeiffer coming off the bench, I don't know what he averages, but He came in and scored a big point here tonight in the fourth quarter of the district final.
Well, that's only his third free throw attempt of the season. This is his fourth. It is no good. So he's at 50% on the year. He's now 2 of 4 on the season. Derek Jackson brings in the offensive zone. Ball knocked loose. Carney Catholic comes up with it. Some contact in there underneath. It was last touch by GICC. Yeah. And I have a feeling if that was last touch by Carney Catholic, they might have called that foul.
Right.
As Stevenson got away with a push.
You got to go to Blake here. They got to lob it to Blake. They got to throw it in. Oh, man.
They're going to get it in for Zach Jackson. He's going to fire a three. It is off the mark and no good. Rebound, though, to Carney Catholic as Moore's got it. Moore lost it. Now Holtmeyer's trying to get the ball. Down
that's
on the
jump.
Ground with
yep.
it is Stevenson. Possession L is pointing to Carney Catholic.
Wow, that's a big jump because you don't know. There may not be another jump 6 minutes to go. Usually there is, but in boys basketball, you just don't know. So they got to give Blake Holtmeyer a touch here with Guy Fawn on the bench.
Winnebago leads Bergen 48-31. They're in now in the fourth. Inbounds pass is tipped in the backcourt. Jackson, he was the last to touch it. And
yeah.
screening him off the ball was Derek Jackson.
Yep.
GICC wants a foul call there.
Yeah,
but
that's a good
play. You can't foul with your back.
No.
You can't foul with your back.
Because he doesn't have the ball. And, yeah, he had position, so that was a good no call. Again, give Blake Holtmeyer the ball. He has not touched the ball since Guy Fawn's been out.
Derek Jackson will bring in the offensive zone. He'll give it off left side for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady will give it top of the circle. Now they give it right wing for Blake Holtmeyer. Blake, little jump stop, kicks it out for Moore. Moore looks to the inside. And they can't really get an angle to pass the ball inside there for Holtmeyer. That's good work by the Crusaders. And on the dribble here is Jackson. Jackson goes right side for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on the baseline, working against Stevenson. He'll spin, take it off glass, no good, but he's fouled. And I'll tell you what, Stevenson had pretty good defensive work there.
He did. It's just like with Guy Fawn. Blake Holtmeyer really baited him into that call and went through the contact. That was a good call by the officials. One that had to be called.
But a tough one.
Yes.
Because Stevenson, again, had pretty good position.
You know, honestly, if that's Blake or Guy Fawn, I don't know if that's a foul. I don't know if they call
it. Well, they've been letting them bang each other.
Right.
The free throw by Holtmeyer here is no good.
Barkley says the free throw line doesn't lie, so it's probably half a foul. He makes this one, misses the first, and we call it even Steven, like Stevenson.
There you go. Free throw, up and good.
That's the deal. One out of two, half a foul. Oh!
And I did not see what happened.
Either. But he got popped in the face.
He is looking to see if he's bleeding.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I know Blake Holtmeyer. You don't want to do that to him because he's a senior in a district final, and he just got popped in the face. I don't know who did it, but you don't want to poke the bear.
Well, what you don't want if you're Holtmeyer either is to be a little bit too aggressive here.
Well, good
you don't
point.
You don't want to pick up a foul.
Does he have three fouls right now?
He does have two.
He has two. So he's got one to give. And so, you know, I mean, yeah.
But
he
can pick him up pretty quick.
Right.
I mean, it does happen. Running the baseline here is going to be Stevenson. Stevenson gets the ball back. Stevenson will stop. Long pass, but open is Allen in the offensive end. He'll hand the ball off here for Rowader. And Rowader will give the ball to Eli Hunter. Hunter working against some pressure here by Jackson. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Will float and score.
That was a tough shot. Great defense by Carney Catholic. Better shot by Eli Hunter.
Eli Hunter created his own
yes.
opportunity there. They
yes.
cleared out for him, and he did a great job of elevating. On the dribble is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer now gets it on that right side, and right there with him is Phoenix Stevenson. Give Stevenson credit. He's played great defense on Holtmeyer
yes.
all game.
Yes, he has.
Moore will give it now on the left side. Brady Holtmeyer will drive off glass. No good. Rebound taken out by Allen. So Allen's able to pull down the bound.
And you wonder, it's now a two-point game. GIC is playing well with Guy Fawn on the bench. How long do you keep him there with 4:45?
I'd say probably the three-minute mark is the magic Mendoza line.
Coach Martinez agree. At that point, you say, hey, you live with what happens.
Hunter on that left side. We'll give it now to Weens. Weens gives it to Hunter. Hunter stops at the elbow. Will float. Shot no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Holtmeyer, and then a reach is going to be called on Allen.
I'll tell you what, this is a great game to watch. Both guys are all over the floor. Stevenson, I love it.
Stevenson was on the ground,
him.
And
right.
there's some contact there.
Yes,
that led
and I
to
think
going
that Stevenson
down.
Has a legit argument. He might have got fouled there, and I love Stevenson. When the ball drops to him, he shoots it from his butt from 5 feet and almost makes it. I just love the heart of both these teams. I mean, this has just been a great game.
Well, I mentioned it after the second time they played. I would love to see these guys play a series of 10. I think it might be 5 and 5 at the end of it. Holtmeyer as a 1-1. as the foul was whistled on Allen, and the free throw by Holtmeyer rolls around and rolls around, and it's good.
A 48% free throw shooter only makes them apparently in the fourth quarter when it counts.
And that'll give Carney Catholic a three-point lead. 45-42, 4:25 to go. Second free throw for Holtmeyer back there, no good. But rebounded by Moore. Moore on the ground gets it out to the younger Holtmeyer. Brady gives it to Blake. Blake jump stop, takes off glass.
Yeah.
And they're going to call a charge. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Wow, there's been a lot of. And now Guy Fong comes back with 4:19. Oh, maybe.
With that jump stop, I didn't think he touched anybody.
And he jumped into the inside of him, actually. He tried to avoid contact.
He jumped away from contact.
Blake Holtmeyer jumped sideways. But the official thought that he initiated,
Stevenson, nice defensive play there.
Even Stevens, what we're going to say, because there's been some controversial calls both ways.
So Hunter in the game has the ball knocked loose. James trying to come up with it. It goes
out
of bounds.
Wow.
Hey, James got it on Hunter's foot.
And listen, I'm just going to say it. I don't know who that went off of.
That could be. That could be. It's on that far side. We don't have an opinion.
Either way, we don't. I'm going to say this. This has been a tremendous game. So now Carney Catholic is not known for running the clock. They're up three with 4 minutes. But you do have to possess the ball and be valued in what you do. Ooh, they're taking Guy Fawn out.
He was in there very briefly.
But my only issue is
it might be a little offensive-defensive here. It might be a little offensive-defensive.
You got to give Blake Holtmeyer the ball inside if you can get it to him.
Matt Moore. Remember, Guy Fawn has those four fouls. That's why he's on the bench at the moment. Brady Holtmeyer will give it to his older brother, Blake. Blake will kick right side for Zach Jackson. Jackson looks to the inside. We'll give it back out for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady trying to find a backdoor cut. It's not there. And now they'll give it off your left side. Holtmeyer gets it back. He'll fire a three. No good. He has Big Brother with a rebound in the bucket. But Holtmeyer with the rebound.
I mean, this Carney Catholic team, they don't care. Up three, they take jacking threes. They have no fear. That's just the way they play. We talked about that.
Tying out Crusaders. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. It's 47-42. Stars with a five-point lead. Guy Fawn checking back in here for GICC this timeout. Brought to you by Jim Olte Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
We got 3:38 to go here to decide which one of these two teams are heading to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Right now, Kearney Catholic 47, GICC 42, in what has been as good of a basketball game as we thought we would get. Inbounded here for Hunter. Hunter across the timeline, going to be picked up by Mestel. They'll give it to Guy Fawn off of the screen. They give it to Stevenson. He's got it right inside here for Hunter. Hunter. Gives it back out here for Rowheeder. Rowheeder, no points in the ball game. Works around here for Allen. Off of the screen, they get it to Stevenson. Now on that left side, Rowheeder, they get it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn off glass, bucket, and a foul.
And that, again, like some other calls, a phantom call. Guy Fawn, unbelievable catch and make, and it looked like there wasn't much there. But again, Guy Fawn, great job. Let's give credit to Guy Fawn here.
And for Brady Holtmeyer, that is his third.
Yep.
And he's got 9 points in the ball game. Guy Fawn at the line to try to finish a three-point play, something he's done a couple of times. His free throw is up and good. Guy Fawn now with 26.
You think you have to go at Guy Fawn now with four fouls with 3 minutes to go?
Not a bad idea. Bryce James will kick the ball back out here for Holtmeyer. I might let him get a little bit more fatigued first. With the dribble, here is James. James pass tip. James is able to track it back down. Outlet pass. Stolen away.
Some contact.
Yeah, that would have been a tough fifth foul right there. Back in is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer jump stop off glass, rolls it around, and it's good.
I mean, again, this is the Guy Fawn Holtmeyer show. And Holtmeyer.
Long outlet pass to Guy Fawn. He'll lay it up with that left hand, and they're going to call a foul. And I thought, really, Blake Holtmeyer was concentrating on not committing the foul. But they're going to call him for the foul. And again, the official that made the call is a whole lot closer to it than I am. And I was screened by Holtmeyer, so I don't know what he did with that left hand.
Yeah.
In any event, Guy Fawn is going to go to the line and shoot two. And the free throw here is no good.
Again, half a foul here, kind of like with Blake Holtmeyer on Stevenson. And so Blake probably half fouled.
But that's his fourth. But that is his fourth.
That's a big call.
So the two big men for these two teams, both with four fouls, and Guy Fawn hits the free throw. He's got 27 of the 46 here for the Crusaders. It's 49-46, 2:40 to go. Driving is Brady Holtmeyer. He stopped, gives it to Holtmeyer. His older brother drives, has his shot blocked by Guy Fawn cleanly and into the hands of Hunter. So Hunter facing some pressure, brings in the offensive zone. They're on the run, and they'll kick it into the corner. Now off of the screen, they'll get it off here for Hunter.
Big possession. Hunter. Down three for GICC. Big possession here with 2:15 to go.
And they know it. They're being very patient. They skip it out. Right side Allen for three. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will drive, get it out to Jackson, and they'll slow it down.
Right now, I'd pull it out if I'm Kearney Catholic. 2 minutes to go, I'd call a timeout or pull it out.
I think you might need another bucket. If they score, they might even call a
There's
the timeout.
That's a smart call by Coach Carlin. He's going to make a substitution. He's going to tell the guys, they got to come guard us.
1:54 to go. 49-46, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
49-46, Kearney Catholic with a three-point lead. They've got the basketball. They've got four timeouts left. GICC has three timeouts left, so we got a lot of chess pieces that we can move here.
They should throw it backcourt and run an extra 10 if they're smart. Yep, and they do. And just hold it.
Bryce James will bring it in the offensive zone. Picked up by Pfeiffer. He'll give it off right side for Jackson. Zach Jackson. Has it. A reach, but no foul called there. And there's not a foul there that's due. As Holtmeyer now will take it right side. 5 second count going on. He'll get the ball out for Zach Jackson. Gives it off for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer bounce pass. Here's James for three. It's no good. And rebound to Allen. So they got a good look.
With a minute 30, though, I just don't know about that look, Bush. I don't know if that was needed.
And now again, a timeout here for the Crusaders. Minute 20 to go in the ballgame, 49-46. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Timeout Crusaders, we're back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, it's 49-46, Ravenna with 3:06 left on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9. Here it's 49-46, a minute 20 to go. Crusaders down by three, have the basketball. And Stevenson will just toss it in here for Allen. Allen will get it to Elijah Hunter near midcourt. He's picked up there by Bryce James. Guy Fawn outside the three-point arc, gets it on that right side. Now they're going to run him through, and we'll see if they can get the ball entered into him as they work around the perimeter. They get off left side.
They're trying to get Guy Fawn a look. Rowweeder, he got an open look. He didn't want it. Oh, and a steal.
Pass went through the hands of Stevenson, and Holtmeyer comes up with it. A turnover.
Now
the 12th of the
seconds.
Game here.
You definitely want to hold the ball. Oh, God. Jeez.
There wasn't any defender there as Kearney Catholic right now is playing keep away. Holtmeyer playing catch with Holtmeyer. Brady's got it now. Between the circles with it to Zach Jackson.
You know,
and Jackson's fouled. Jackson will go to the line to the front end of a 1-1.
I'll tell you what. Zach Jackson, I think, made a really smart decision. And I'm not saying – because Blake Holtmeyer is a great player and a good senior. But I think Jack went, you know what, they're going to foul me. I'm going to take it. I think Zach Jackson wants this free throw because on two or three occasions, they actually threw him the ball.
Well, he is a 68% free throw shooter. His brother is a 64% free throw shooter. The younger Holtmeyer, who hasn't been there a whole lot, is a 67% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So those are the three guys you want to shoot, and more, who is 64%. The free throw up and good.
And I saw Zach Jackson wanted the ball on three different occasions. So I feel like he wanted that ball, and he intentionally didn't throw it to Blake because he said, they're going to come foul me, and I want to shoot him.
Kimball has upset Ravenna, 56-55. It is a final. Here, a four-point lead for the Stars. Free throw short, rolling around, and rebounded by Guy Fawn. 50-46, 36 seconds to go. Eli Hunter on the dribble. He'll give it off right side, off of the screen. With it is Weans. Weans will give it off to Hunter. Hunter, jump stop, takes it off glass. No good. Guy Fawn can't come up with a rebound. Coming out with it is James. James dribbles, has it across the
top. Oh, he went over back. He
fouled. I don't know if he was completely over.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that back foot was there was a foul.
The foul was called, but James was going back. He had crossed with the ball, and I think 2 feet was going back the other way. And
Ben
there
close.
Was a foul, but
Ben
wow.
close, but
and
there
it's a
was
two
a foul
shot
there.
Now. He was trying to bring it back out to run clock.
So the foul is actually called on Rowreeder. That's his first, but now 10 as a team.
Ooh.
And the free throw is no good for
if
James.
If you're Carney Catholic, do you pull these guys
no.
off
no.
so you don't foul?
I see no
foul.
I see
they're
no
leaving just
foul.
One. They're leaving just Matt.
So big free throw coming up here for Bryce James, and
oh,
it's back there and no good. Guy Fawn comes up with it. Guy Fawn on the dribble, stumbles, kicks in the corner, three-pointer for Weans, no good.
Wow.
Oh, with the rebound and then fouled immediately.
If he hits one or both of these, it's probably, I'm not going to say it's over, it's probably over.
Well, right now it's already a two-possession game.
Yeah, they've got to get one to really make this tough. If they get both, man, it's a 6-point. You're going to have to hit bucket a three and a three and have missed free throws.
50-46, 14.1 to go. The ball in the hands of senior Blake Holtmeyer, who will shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and no good.
Wow.
The 48% free throw shooter.
He
we
must,
talked about how clutch he is down the stretch. This is the
well,
stretch.
Well, he must not think that one mattered. I mean, he knows up four. Maybe he feels like it's over.
Second free throw, back to iron, and no good. Stars have missed four free throws. Rebounded by Weans. Weans will give it off to Hunter. Hunter, three-pointer in transition. Good! Timeout, TICC. It's now 49-50. 7.3 to go. The Stars have missed four free throws in a row.
And unbelievably, they just left Eli Hunter. They were afraid to foul him on the three when maybe the best thing they could have done was foul him and put him at the line because you give him a three instead of two free throws. So really, Carney Catholic made a big mistake. They probably could have fouled him out front.
Well, you do that, though, you're giving up two free throws.
Agreed. But, I mean, they just walked away from him, Bush. They left him because they were afraid of guarding him and getting the three and the shot, understandably, but... Man, that was a great shot by Eli Hunter. Great recognition not to go to the rim, but stop and pop the three and get him within one. Now 50-49 with 7-3 left. Who do you give the ball to? I say Zach Jackson, don't you think?
Well, or Moore.
Yep.
You know, either Jackson, Moore. I don't know if you, even though he's got a pretty good shooting percentage like a Bryce James.
Right, Brody Holtmeyer.
I think Zach, Brady, as a freshman, 67%, I don't know if you put him in that situation.
Right.
In any event, able to run the baseline if he needs to is Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer will inbound it. Moore and Jackson are out there and a timeout.
How many timeouts does Carney Catholic have? They have two more?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one advantage for Carney Catholic. No
They're
panic.
Going to take a full one here. They're going to take a full one. We'll take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 50-49. Stars will inbound it with a 1-point lead and 7.3 to go when we come back after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The excitement involves 48 schools.
And welcome back here. Able to run the baseline is Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will inbound, and they'll toss it in for Moore, and Moore is fouled immediately.
And that was a good job by both teams. Good job by GIC to get the foul right away. And great job by Kearney Catholic to throw it to Moore, who's a senior. He's getting two free throws.
Well, there's your answer on who Kearney Catholic won at the free throw line. The senior, who is a 64% free throw shooter.
And that's who they want shooting right now.
And again, Kearney Catholic is in this predicament because they missed some free throws. They were 0 for their last four. Moore's free throw is up and no good.
Now, what's interesting is a miss here creates some confusion. Now, you want the make, don't get me wrong. But sometimes on a miss, both teams are a little out of kilter. We'll see how they adjust on the make or the miss after this one right here.
They were discussing right now with the officials whether or not they want a foul, and they've decided they're not going to take a timeout if Kearney Catholic makes it here. So Matt Moore, I can't believe they don't have somebody down there rebounding. Moore at the free throw line. It is up and good.
I understand
why. 2-point ball game. Okay. I don't agree with it. I don't understand why, too. Hunter with the basketball. Hunter on the dribble. Hunter kicks in the corner. Three for the win. Shot.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kearney Catholic holds on. 51-49.
Wow, what a game, Bush. Improbable. They got everything they wanted out of that one. I thought
Eli Reigns took the three.
Yeah,
and it, was,
and it
short.
Was a good look. And it was a good look. It was right on target. Eli Hunter made a nice play, giving it to him in the corner. Eli could have went to the rim. He pulled. He passed it. That was a good point guard play. I don't know if you're Eli, being the player that he is, maybe you're thinking he should go to the rim or pull up there. But that was for the win. If he hits it, game over. GICC wins.
Well, if he forced the overtime, your best player has four fouls, so you don't know what's going to happen there. Well, I said it earlier. I said it 2 months ago last time these two teams get together. I could watch these guys play a series of 10 games. And that would be a lot of fun. This one was a great basketball game. And Kearney Catholic, even though they missed five of their last six free throws down the stretch, they were able to hold off the Crusaders a final of 51-49. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And that's coming up right after this timeout.
See them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. If you missed the Doug and Daddy show on Monday, Jim Langan was my co-host, and we had a lot to cover from the weekend. And we caught up with T.J. Hepburn, who's fighting an RFA 13 Friday night at Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln. We also talked with Kevin Chaney, UNK women's basketball coach, and John Kyle, head coach of St. Cecilia. More state girls basketball preview on Tuesday, as well as Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star.
Doug and Daddy, brought to you by the Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good look in the corner there for Brett Weens, but it was a little bit short. And because that's short, if it goes in, Grand Island Central Catholic wins this one. But instead, it is the Kearney Catholic Stars advancing the state basketball tournament by a final of 51-49.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm trying to take a breath right now, Bush. You look at me and I'm saying, it's tough to do color in a game like this. When the game's over, you're just exhausted. I wish everybody listening could be here, and some of you listening maybe were at the game. And I'll tell you what, just great competitiveness on both sides. I am more impressed with Guy Fawn after watching him tonight. The guy is one of the best big men inside that I've seen. Just one of those situations where, unfortunately, one team had to lose, And tonight it was GICC. And if the shot goes down in the corner, they win by one. If Kearney Catholic hits a couple free throws, we're not even talking about that shot. And, you know, both teams played well enough to win, and both teams obviously played well enough to lose. And that's just the way the basketball, you know, bounces. And like you said, Kearney Catholic, and I think this is the main key here, they didn't come in here tonight afraid. Their schedule was so tough, and we talked about this before we came back. They came at one point, I think they were 10-11 or 9-11 in the season, but they just didn't give up on themselves. They played at Boys Town. They played at McCook. They played GICC twice. They played St. Cecilia tough. They went to Adams Central and won. They just played a really, really tough schedule that I think prepared them to play in a district like this. And, we said, GICC and Gibbon were the perennial favorites to come out of this district. And I don't know who is the bigger favorite, Gibbon or GICC, and neither one of them is going to come out. And that's a credit to Kearney Catholic, their kids, Coach Carlin, Coach Lease, A.J. Landon, and the rest of their staff. Coach Moore and those guys did a great job tonight preparing those guys.
And they were able to hold on and hold on by the skin of their teeth, 51-49. And again, Guy Fawn, they were looking for him. I was somewhat surprised they didn't try to get him an entry pass, but it had been so difficult all night to get the ball inside to Guy Fawn. That's why they started with him outside the lane, and then they'd swing it around and hope it timed out that he'd get down to that low block by the time he went through there. It just was very, very difficult for Grand Island Central Catholic to get the ball into Guy Fawn, and a lot of the offense runs through him. And still, you know, Guy Fawn still finished with 27 points on the night, but they had trouble running the offense through him. A lot of that was with rebounds and buckets off of rebounds.
And we said that coming in. Coach Carlin, I think, approach, and this is a Donnie Lease type of deal too, was they said Guy Fawn, Blake Holtmeyer, those guys are both scoring. And I think Holtmeyer probably had 15 tonight, you know, somewhere in that range. And they just said those guys are going to go at each other. 17. We're going to live with the results there. They were minus 10, and the rest are role players. And we said that. I said coming in, Kearney Catholic's role players were going to be the key. Brady Holtmeyer, Zach Jackson, you know, the guys coming in off the bench hitting shots. I think at one point, both Derek and Jack, I think both hit a three. I know that Brady Holtmeyer hit a three. And so they just had guys that – oh, and Messel came in the second half. Tyler Messel hit a big three in the second half for Kearney Catholic. They had role players that came in and hit shots, and GICC didn't. I mean, between Guy Fawn and Hunter, how many points did the rest of the team put up? Probably like eight maybe tonight?
Well, I'm still totaling them up, but the answer to your question is not very much.
It's eight or ten between the rest of the guys. So they had 10 points that didn't come out of Eli Hunter or Guy Fawn. And I think GICC next year, you know, they're going to come back with all these guys. They're going to be tough as heck. But just a tough way to end the season, but great season for those guys.
So, again, it is a great win here tonight as Kearney Catholic holds on for dear life 50-49. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is assistant coach for Grand Island Central Catholic, Rob Miesick. And, Rob, boy, that's a you got the look you wanted at the end of the game. Talk about the decision to put up what you put up in that final play.
The coaches just threw up, hey, we need to push the ball down the floor and just get it to have Eli penetrate, try to tie the game. And if a shooter was open in the corner, get it to him. And unfortunately, Brett's shot just fell about 5-6 inches short, and we couldn't get that last look to fall down.
You know, obviously a huge night tonight for Guy Fawn, but it seemed that you were having trouble entering the ball into him. He was able to do a lot of damage by rebounding and getting his points that way.
Yeah, he was. I thought Blake Holtmeyer did a really nice job kind of sliding around him in the post and making it hard to enter, and then their backside help was where it needed to be. And credit Kearney Catholic's coaching staff and kids for executing the game plan tonight.
And you ran into a little bit of foul trouble. You had to take both Hunter and Guy Fawn out of the game for periods with foul trouble. How much of a factor was that in this game?
It's hard to say, but it's tough when our two best scorers are out of the game. And
at the same time.
Yeah, and that's true. And with a guy like Blake Holtmeyer on the floor, you just can't afford to have Johanna out of the game for rebounding purposes. And I thought Blake just did a tremendous job cleaning up shots for Kearney Catholic tonight.
Yeah, you got a lot of talent coming back, next year, but you're losing guys like Alexander Allen, Phoenix Stevenson. But really the crux of your team is coming back next year. So a lot of great things coming up next year for GICC.
Yeah, hats off to our seniors, Alex and Phoenix, for being great leaders on our team this year, and we're certainly going to miss a lot of the blue-collar things and intangibles they bring. But we do have a lot of talent coming back, and I think these guys are going to be hungry and work hard in the off season, and hopefully get back to a have a chance to get back to state next year.
Well, I can imagine that obviously they're very down, but, boy, you got to be proud of the effort. I mean, that was full speed from the opening tip to the final buzzer.
Yeah, a great high school basketball game if you're a fan. You know, on both sides, I think everybody got their money's worth. And you know, it's unfortunately one team has to come up short in a game like tonight. But hats off to Kearney Catholic's kids for playing really, really well.
Well, unfortunately, you guys are going to make it down there because you guys certainly are good enough to be in the field debate. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the coverage.
All right, Rob, appreciate it. Thank you. That's Rob Misek, the head, the assistant basketball coach here at Grand Island Central Catholic, as the Crusaders fall here to the Stars, a final of 50-49, and 51-49, as the Stars do pick up a 2-point win. But that 3-pointer in the corner for Weans, as Rob said, about 4 inches short. Otherwise, we would have a way different feeling for both of these two teams. As it is right now, the Crusaders have to end their season, and Kearney Catholic right now is busy cutting down nets here at Hastings College. Once again, your final, 51-49. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our numbers, and we'll talk with the head coach of the Stars, Scott Carlin. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Hastings College, as Kearney Catholic right now has a little bit of a task of cutting down some nets. They've got that accomplished as the Stars win this one 51-49. And joining us now is Scott Carlin, the head basketball coach for Kearney Catholic, who, well, now we can kind of say is the state-bound head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. First of all, my friend, congratulations.
Thank you, Randy. I don't know if I can process everything right now. It's just kind of a full of emotions.
Well, there's and you're getting paperwork for what you got to do to get the team down there and make the NSAA happy before you guys get together. You guys probably end up being the 8 seed, but you'll take you're in the field of 8.
We're in the field of 8. You know what? We win a game or two. You know, you get a play. We're one of 8 teams in C1 playing basketball, and I guarantee you, other than maybe outside of our locker room, if you told anybody about that a month ago, they would have laughed at you.
Well, at that time, you were under 500, and yep. have since then run off, you know, I'm going to look it up here. I think it's 6 in a row now.
6 in a row, I think 8 of 10 or something.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we're peaking at the right time, I guess you could say.
Well, no doubt about it. Talk about this game. Down the stretch, you know, you had to have that sinking feeling when you missed 5 of 6 free throws coming up down the stretch, and they had a chance to get you at the buzzer.
You know, I was comfortable with the guys going to the line. I thought we were going to hit all of those free throws and open it up. And, yeah, they got a good look, but I probably the thing that was most disappointing is the possession before. We kind of talk about knowing situations. We let a kid dribble right to the top of the key and shoot an uncontested look.
Yeah. Yeah, my color guy, Tom Schlechter, kind of mentioned that. And that was about the only three-pointer that they hit in the ball game. I got to double-check that. I think that's the only three they hit on you all night. So, obviously, when you take a look at this, your defense is a major factor in this game. You held them of 1 of 13 shooting from behind the arc.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about knowing who guys are, knowing their strengths, weaknesses, and I thought we did a really good job of knowing what guys were comfortable shooting out there and limiting them.
They shot 20-41 overall from the field unofficially. I emphasize unofficially. Guy Fawn finishes with 27 points. Hunter with 13 for them. And, again, when Guy Fawn gets the ball, it is very difficult to stop him. But you know what? This is going to sound strange. He scored 27, but usually they run the offense through him a lot more than they were able to do tonight. What did you do? And I understand saying that you slowed down a guy that scored 27 sounds strange, but you did stop them from running their offense through Guy Fawn. What were you able to do?
You know, we were able to kind of help off a couple guys here and try to make it difficult, but he's a bad matchup for us. I mean, he's 6'5", 260, and we go 6'1", 190 as our big guy. But, you know, the guys did a great job of competing and stuff, and I bet you not to sound rude to him or anything, I bet you 6 or 8 of them were off of bad bounces. We tip a ball and the ball rolls to him and then he's got it on the block and, you know, we're a put back here or there. So I thought we really did a good job of it. And I think it was because we played team defense on him.
Blake Holtmeyer finished with 17 points. But again, I think the other end of the court is really where he stood out, which you're talking about right now in terms of slowing down Guy Fawn. Talk a little bit about both Holtmeyers, because Brady had some big buckets for you, 3 big free throws in that fourth quarter for you as well. Talk about what Blake and Brady were able to do.
You know, they were able to just take what the defense gave them a lot, and Blake's kind of a tough matchup because as much as he's only 6'1", 6'2", and 190, he can out-jump most people in the area. He can do some things, and he stepped outside and hit a couple shots for us.
Well, real quick, your reaction, first year head coach, heading down to state tournament, your thoughts?
I can't describe it right now because I'm just so happy for our guys. They've worked from the moment go this year, and we told them all year we could get here, and the guys bought in, and I don't think many other people outside of them, so it's a great reward for the guys that we have.
Well, part of the reward is you get to take a team picture with the district champs.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandy.
Go get him.
Thanks.
All right, Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they win it in dramatic fashion, 51-49. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at all the final numbers, and we'll wrap it up when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
51-49, Kearney Catholic with the win. Grand Island Central Catholic missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. They went 1 of 13 from behind the arc, did the Crusaders, and that was probably as much of anything the difference in the ball game as the Stars advanced to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln with a 51-49 win. By the way, right now Sutton has the lead in double overtime over Donovan Trumbull, 42-39. They're in the final minutes of that second overtime, and right now it is the Mustangs, 42-39 over Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull would have a chance at a wild card. Ravenna, their chances for a wild card and making it to state ended when Kimball beat them earlier, 56-55. According to our calculations, they would not get a wild card. Right now, if the scores that we have across the state pan out, including Bergen, Bergen picking up the win earlier today, they'll get an automatic bid. So there's a wild card that might be available to St. Cecilia. So I think everything is falling here for the Blue Hawks to make it into the state tournament. And Southern Valley might even get a wild card as well. But that'll all get shook out here with, again, when Division I team becomes a Division II team, it gets complicated, but at least the door is open for a couple of other local teams for you. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, who had their season come to an end at 17-9 on the year, as the third game of the series with Kearney Catholic goes to the Stars, 51-49. And leading the way is Johanna Guy Fawn. I had Guy Fawn in the ball game with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with a double-double. He finished with 10 rebounds and 27 points. Elijah Hunter with 13 in the game. Phoenix Stevenson had 4. Harry Heidelk with 2. Brett Weens with 2. And John Pfeiffer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He finished with 1 point. And again, that three-pointer by Weens, had it gone in, would have sent the Crusaders to this tournament, but instead it was about 5 inches short. And so the Stars win this one, 51-49. And by the way, it is a final in double overtime. Sutton over Donovan Trumbull, 43-39. Now for Kearney Catholic, Stars will improve the record now to 15-11 on the year, and they'll head to the state basketball tournament. And for the Stars, they were led tonight by Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer finished with 17. Brady Holtmeyer with 9, Zach Jackson with 8, Derek Jackson with 7, Matt Moore had 5, Bryce James with 5, Tyler Mistel hit a big 3, and that rounded out the scoring here for Kearney Catholic as the Stars hold on for dear life, a final of 51-49. So next action will be in Lincoln for the Girls State Tournament. We'll have a myriad of games for you, as, of course, we'll be following both Kearney Catholic and Kearney High on the girls' side coming up for you. In fact, we'll also have the very first high school game ever played at Pinnacle Bank Arena, as we'll have the Class B matchup between Grand Island Northwest and Sydney beginning at 9 a.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And, of course, we'll also have Minden at 9 a.m. That game will be on... first of all, Northwest will be on the Breeze, 94.5. Minden will be on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as the number one team, the only undefeated girls team in the state, will be taking on Lincoln Lutheran at 9 a.m. from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Again, we'll have that game for you at 9. Later that afternoon at 3:45, third-seeded Kearney Catholic will take on Bishop Newman. And again, that game will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And right here on ESPN at the same time, 3:45, Kearney will be taking on Omaha Benson. The Bunnies are the 2-seed, and Kearney is the number 7-seed. And later on the Breeze, 94.5, second-seeded Giltner will be taking on Crawford at 7 p.m. At Lincoln North Star. That'll be in Class D2. And don't forget that also out of Hastings, we'll have the St. Cecilia Lady Bluehawks with the Hawkettes with a 21-3 record. They're the number 2-seed. They'll be taking on Dundee County Stratton. That game will be at 2 o'clock. So we've got a lot of girls basketball for you. And, of course, we'll be following the Kearney Catholic boys as they make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, a final of 51-49. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For my color guy, Tom Schlechter, who took off to congratulate some folks. Want to say thanks to him for helping me with the color of the game, as well as our producer back in the studios, Jeff Babel. Thanks for joining us. Our final, Kearney Catholic 51, Grand Island Central Catholic 49. The Stars heading to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, and the Crusaders will wrap up an outstanding season as they fall to 17-9. The Stars now 15-11. Congratulations to Scott Carlin and crew. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.